All right. Oh, wow, it started. Hi, everyone. First off, huge thanks to the organizers for having me here. This is my first FOSDEM. It's as chaotic as everyone said, but it's been a lot of fun going through everything. So I'm going to be talking about creating pathways that invest in new maintainers. This is based on a blog post I wrote before. I get it, I don't like to read either, so thanks for coming to my lightning talk. You can hear the blog post in spoken form. So my name's Abby, I run the open source maintainer programs at GitHub. So I care a lot about maintainers, about open source, and I do think that thinking about pathways for new maintainers is one of the most effective ways of thinking about your community and just where to invest and how to really build that up. So first, who here is a maintainer? It's a lot of you. Good job. Thank you so much for your work of maintaining. You're the backbone of open source. Just huge applause for the maintainers. Thank you. And are any of you solo maintainers? It's a couple. Okay. So I'm going to talk about a framework that I worked on when I was at Mozilla. So this is put together by a bunch of my colleagues there. But I do think a sustainable community needs a couple things. First, it needs a way for new people to come into the community and a way to level up within that community. I learned this the hard way when I was in university. And when you're running student clubs, there's this four-year cycle where kids are going, not kids, they're adults, where adults are going through, people are going through. And if there's ever a year where you're not recruiting first years or freshmen, then 4 years later, your club just has no one to lead it and it sort of dies out. So that's a bit of an exaggerated cycle, but it still happens in the real world. Like, people are going to stop working on this eventually, so you have to keep thinking about new people coming in and ways to replace yourself. So we're going to look at this mountain of engagement, and I'm going to talk through all these steps, and we'll talk about best practices for just moving people up these steps in a way that really helps people become new maintainers. So it starts with discovery. How do they first hear about your project? Maybe they're at FOSDEM or on a mailing list or something. Next is first contact. Do they join your Discord server? Do they star your repo? And then participation, maybe they start talking in the chat, start making issues. Sustained participation, they keep coming back, they keep making issues, they start making pull requests, start really doing things in the community. Networked participation, this is the one I'm really interested in, is when they start bringing others into the community. And then finally, leadership. And this can be as little as like hosting our next meetup, or as big as like maintaining the whole project. And you can really identify what you're interested in and write that out. So starting with discovery, some best practices. Have a public repository. I work at GitHub, so have a public repository somewhere. Some marketing is usually really helpful. Go to conferences like this, talk about your project, write on mailing lists, having an open source or free software license. And I'll say these first few steps, it's really like the basics of setting up your community. You'll know a lot of these things. I think after the first three is when it gets to really interesting stuff that I think a lot of people could benefit from. All right, so now that they've heard about your project, why do they reach out and actually start participating? And I find that most people actually join a mailing list or sign up for something because they're really excited about the vision of the project or the mission. Like, they're excited about what you're doing and they want to join in. So making sure that you've written that down clearly and like having as concise a vision as possible is helpful because then they can remember what they heard in your talk, go home, and then go join that and like look it up. Also having communication channels makes it really easy for people to first contact you. I know it's hard if someone just writes, oh, if you're interested in contributing, send me an email. And sending an email is such a high bar compared to like, oh, you can lurk in our, I'm a little jet lagged, so my words are missing, but lurk in our IRC channel. And then finally, like, have this stuff in the README. Have a nice welcome mat for your project. So, okay, so now that they've gotten in contact, why do they actually participate? And this one's interesting from volunteerism research. They found that people are 4 times more likely to volunteer if they've had a personal invitation. So if you meet someone who you think would be a good contributor, if you personally invite them, that makes them so much more likely to actually come and do things on your project. The next thing is be responsive. We found this at Mozilla especially. Depending on cultures, a lot of people like to request permission to join before actually joining. So we were sort of ignoring a lot of those requests. So just being responsive to things, even if it's something that you don't think is that important, really gives a nice signal that people like want to participate in this. And then the next three are around setting expectations. So having things like your contributing guidelines, a code of conduct, those public issues and pull requests, so people can understand how they're supposed to contribute to this, and what happens if they, like, the different ways that they can contribute. So with the code of conduct, making sure you also have enforcement, that usually means like good governance that works. And with the public issues and pull requests, they can see how the work is actually happening and how it's being built. So if people can see that, they'll be much more likely to actually participate than if it's behind like a black box. All right, so those first three, again, those who are like setting up the project, I think a lot of people have gotten really good at those three. But then when it gets to sustained participation, how do you keep people coming back? A big one here is recognition.